Monday, October the 4th, 10-60 Shrei 5771. Day 2 before Shabbat Parsha Noach, Noah. Genesis 7.
The Great Flood.
Yahweh said to Noah, "Come with all of your household into the ship, for I have seen your righteousness before me in this generation. You shall take 7 pairs of every clean animal with you, the male and his female. Of the animals that are not clean, take 2, the male and his female. Also of the birds of the sky, 7 and 7, male and female, to keep seed alive in the surface of all the earth. In 7 days, I will cause it to rain in the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. Every living thing that I have made, I will destroy from the surface of the ground." Noah did everything that Yahweh commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters came in the earth. Noah went into the ship with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives, because of the waters of the flood. Clean animals, animals that are not clean, birds, and everything that creeps on the ground went by pairs to Noah into the ship, male and female, as Elohim commanded Noah. It happened after the 7 days, that the waters of the flood came on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month, on the same day all the fountains of the great deep were burst open, and the sky's windows were opened. The rain was in the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the same day Noah, and Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them, entered into the ship, they, and every animal after its kind, all the livestock after their kind. Every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, every bird of every sort. They went to Noah into the ship by pairs of all flesh with the breath of life in them. Those who went in male and female of all flesh, as Elohim commanded him, and Yahweh shut him in. The flood was 40 days on the earth. The waters increased, and lifted up the ship, and it was lifted up above the earth. The waters prevailed, and increased greatly in the earth, and the ship floated on the surface of the waters. The waters prevailed exceedingly in the earth. All the high mountains that were under the whole sky were covered. The waters prevailed 15 cubits upward, and the mountains were covered. All flesh died that moved in the earth, including birds, livestock, animals, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. Every living thing was destroyed that was in the surface of the ground, including man, livestock, creeping things, and birds of the sky. They were destroyed from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those who were with him in the ship. The waters prevailed in the earth 150 days. Matthew 5.
The Beatitudes.
Seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain. When he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see Elohim. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of Elohim. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people reproach you, persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice, and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For that is how they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
Believers are salt and light.
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its flavor, with what will it be salted? It is then good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the feet of men. You are the light of the world. A city located on a hill can't be hidden. Neither do you light a lamp, and put it under a measuring basket, but in a stand, and it shines to all who are in the house. Even so, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Messiah fulfills the Torah.
Don't think that I came to destroy the Torah or the prophets. I didn't come to destroy, but to fulfill. For most certainly, I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not even one smallest letter or one tiny pen stroke shall in any way pass away from the Torah, until all things are accomplished. Whoever, therefore, shall break one of these least commandments, and teach others to do so, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven, but whoever shall do and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, there is no way you will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Murder begins in the heart.
You have heard that it was said to the ancient ones, "You shall not murder, and whoever shall murder shall be in danger of the judgment." But I tell you, that everyone who is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whoever shall say to his brother, "You good for nothing," shall be in danger of the council, and whoever shall say, "You fool," shall be in danger of the fire of Gehenna. If therefore you were offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there before the altar, and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly, while you are with him in the way, lest perhaps the prosecutor deliver you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and you be cast into prison. Most certainly I tell you, you shall by no means get out of there, until you have paid the last penny.
Adultery in the heart.
You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery," but I tell you that everyone who gazes at a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it away from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members should perish, than for your whole body to be cast into Gehenna. If your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off, and throw it away from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members should perish, than for your whole body to be cast into Gehenna.
Marriage is sacred and binding.
It was also said, "Whoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorce." But I tell you that whoever puts away his wife, except for the cause of sexual immorality, makes her an adulteress, and whoever marries her when she is put away commits adultery.
Yeshua forbids oaths.
Again you have heard that it was said to them of old time, "You shall not make false vows, but shall perform to Adonai your vows." But I tell you, don't swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is the throne of Elohim, nor by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shall you swear by your head, for you can't make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes and your no be no. Whatever is more than these is of the evil one.
Go the second mile.
You have heard that it was said, "An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth." But I tell you, don't resist him who is evil, but whoever strikes you in your right cheek, turn to him the other also. If anyone sues you to take away your coat, let him have your cloak also. Whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and don't turn away him who desires to borrow from you.
Love your enemies.
You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor, and hate your enemy." But I tell you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who mistreat you and persecute you, that you may be children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Don't even the tax collectors do the same? If you only greet your friends, what more do you do than others? Don't even the tax collectors do the same? Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Matthew 6.
Do good to please Elohim.
Be careful that you don't do your charitable giving before men, to be seen by them, or else you have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Therefore when you do merciful deeds, don't sound a shofar before yourself, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may get glory from men. Most certainly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you do merciful deeds, don't let your left hand know what your right hand does, so that your merciful deeds may be in secret, then your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
The model prayer.
When you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Most certainly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your inner room, and having shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. In praying, don't use vain repetitions, as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their much speaking. Therefore don't be like them, for your Father knows what things you need before you ask Him. Pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept set apart holy. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. Bring us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Fasting to be seen only by Elohim.
Moreover, when you fast, don't be like the hypocrites, with sad faces. For they disfigure their faces, that they may be seen by men to be fasting. Most certainly I tell you, they have received their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head, and wash your face, so that you are not seen by men to be fasting, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you.
Lay up treasures in heaven.
Don't lay up treasures for yourselves in the earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consume, and where thieves don't break through and steal, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
The lamp of the body.
The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
You cannot serve Elohim and riches.
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You can't serve both Elohim and Mammon.
Do not worry.
Therefore, I tell you, don't be anxious for your life, what you will eat, or what you will drink, nor yet for your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food, and the body more than clothing? See the birds of the sky, that they don't sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you of much more value than they? Which of you, by being anxious, can add one moment to his lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They don't toil, neither do they spin, yet I tell you that even Solomon in all his glory was not dressed like one of these. But if Elohim so clothes the grass of the field, which today exists, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, won't he much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore don't be anxious, saying, What will we eat? What will we drink? Or, with what will we be clothed? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first Elohim's kingdom, and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore don't be anxious for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Each day's own evil is sufficient. Matthew 7.
Do not judge.
Don't judge, so that you won't be judged. For with whatever judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with whatever measure you measure, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but don't consider the beam that is in your own eye? Or how will you tell your brother, Let me remove the speck from your eye, and behold, the beam is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First remove the beam out of your own eye, and then you can see clearly to remove the speck out of your brother's eye. Don't give that which is set apart holy to the dogs, neither throw your pearls before the pigs, lest perhaps they trample them under their feet, and turn and tear you to pieces.
Keep asking, seeking, knocking.
Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. To him who knocks it will be opened. Or who is there among you, who, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, who will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore whatever you desire for men to do to you, you shall also do to them, for this is the Torah and the prophets.
The narrow way.
Enter in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter in by it. How narrow is the gate, and restricted is the way that leads to life. Few are those who find it.
You will know them by their fruits.
Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do you gather grapes from thorns, or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree produces good fruit, but the corrupt tree produces evil fruit. A good tree can't produce evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree produce good fruit. Every tree that doesn't grow good fruit is cut down, and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them.
I never knew you.
Not everyone who says to me, Adonai, Adonai, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will tell me in that day, Adonai, Adonai, didn't we prophesy in your name cast out demons, and in your name do many mighty works? Then I will tell them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity.
Build on the rock.
Everyone therefore who hears these words of mine, and does them, I will liken him to a wise man, who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it didn't fall, for it was founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine, and doesn't do them will be like a foolish man, who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell and great was its fall. It happened, when Yeshua had finished saying these things, that the multitudes were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them with authority, and not like the scribes. Matthew 8.
Yeshua cleanses a leper.
When he came down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Behold, a leper came to him and worshipped him, saying, Adonai, if you want to, you can make me clean. Yeshua stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I want to. Be made clean. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Yeshua said to him, see that you tell nobody, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded, as a testimony to them.
Yeshua heals a centurion's servant.
When he came into Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking him, and saying, Adonai, my servant lies in the house paralyzed, grievously tormented. Yeshua said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered, Adonai, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am also a man under authority, having under myself soldiers. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and tell another, come, and he comes, and tell my servant, do this, and he does it. When Yeshua heard it, he marveled, and said to those who followed, most certainly I tell you, I haven't found so great a faith, not even in Israel. I tell you that many will come from the east and the west, and will sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom will be thrown out into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yeshua said to the centurion, go your way. Let it be done for you as you have believed. His servant was healed in that hour.
Peter's mother-in-law healed.
When Yeshua came into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. She got up and served him.
Many healed in the evening.
When evening came, they brought to him many possessed with demons. He cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, he took our infirmities, and bore our diseases.
The cost of discipleship.
Now when Yeshua saw great multitudes around him, he gave the order to depart to the other side. A scribe came, and said to him, Rabbi, I will follow you wherever you go. Yeshua said to him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Another of his disciples said to him, Adonai, allow me first to go and bury my father. But Yeshua said to him, follow me, and leave the dead to bury their own dead.
Wind and wave obey Yeshua.
When he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Behold, a violent storm came up in the sea, so much that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. They came to him, and woke him up, saying, save us, Adonai. We are dying. He said to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. The men marveled, saying, "What kind of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
2 demon-possessed men healed.
When he came to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes, 2 people possessed by demons met him there, coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that nobody could pass that way. Behold, they cried out, saying, "What do we have to do with you, Yeshua, son of Elohim? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Now there was a herd of many pigs feeding far away from them. The demons begged him, saying, "If you cast us out, permit us to go away into the herd of pigs." He said to them, "Go." They came out, and went into the herd of pigs, and behold, the whole herd of pigs rushed down the cliff into the sea, and died in the water. Those who fed them fled, and went away into the city, and told everything, including what happened to those who were possessed with demons. Behold, all the city came out to meet Yeshua. When they saw him, they begged that he would depart from their borders. Matthew 9.
Yeshua forgives and heals a paralytic.
He entered into a boat, and crossed over, and came into his own city. Behold, they brought to him a man who was paralyzed, lying on a bed. Yeshua, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "Son, cheer up. Your sins are forgiven you." Behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man blasphemes." Yeshua, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, and take up your mat, and go up to your house." He arose and departed to his house. But when the multitudes saw it, they marveled and glorified Elohim, who had given such authority to men.
Matthew the tax collector.
As Yeshua passed by from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax collection office. He said to him, "Follow me." He got up and followed him. It happened as he sat in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Yeshua and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your rabbi eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Yeshua heard it, he said to them, "Those who are healthy have no need for a physician, but those who are sick do. But you go and learn what this means: 'I desire mercy, and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.'"
Yeshua is questioned about fasting.
Then John's disciples came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples don't fast?" Yeshua said to them, "Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn, as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch would tear away from the garment, and a worse hole is made. Neither do people put new wine into old wineskins, or else the skins would burst, and the wine be spilled, and the skins ruined. No, they put new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved."
A girl restored to life and a woman healed.
While he told these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshipped him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." Yeshua got up and followed him, as did his disciples. Behold, a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years came behind him, and touched the fringe of his garment, for she said within herself, "If I just touch his garment, I will be made well." But Yeshua, turning around and seeing her, said, "Daughter, cheer up. Your faith has made you well." And the woman was made well from that hour. When Yeshua came into the ruler's house, and saw the flute players, and the crowd in noisy disorder, he said to them, "Make room, because the girl isn't dead, but sleeping." They were ridiculing him. But when the crowd was put out, he entered in, took her by the hand, and the girl arose. The report of this went out into all that land.
2 blind men healed.
As Yeshua passed by from there, 2 blind men followed him, calling out and saying, "Have mercy on us, son of David." When he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. Yeshua said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They told him, "Yes, Adonai." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith be it done to you." Their eyes were opened. Yeshua strictly commanded them, saying, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread abroad his fame in all that land.
A mute man speaks.
As they went out, behold, a mute man who was demon-possessed was brought to him. When the demon was cast out, the mute man spoke. The multitudes marveled, saying, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "By the prince of the demons, he casts out demons."
The compassion of Yeshua.
Yeshua went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were harassed and scattered, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest indeed is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore that Adonai of the harvest will send out laborers into his harvest." End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise YAH. HNV version, in the public domain.